Good evening, everybody. It's 9:30 from Nottingham Castle. It's the first time I've been up to the castle. I'm sitting with Adrian, or should I say I'm standing with. I don't know if I'm sitting yet. I probably will be later on, the amount of alcohol I seem to be drinking. I'm standing with Adrian and Adam Bird.
Julian
from,
and Adam.
What did I say?
Adrian.
Really?
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry. Ascendex, 10 years.
Yeah.
What I would like to do in this little interview is find out what happened in year one, what happened in year five, and we're on year 10 tonight.
Yeah.
And how much everything's changed in that time period. So year one, you had this idea about getting in speculative.
It was very speculative. Like I said, year one, we didn't really know what the business was going to become. We just knew that actually we should work together and we should try and find an opportunity. And
2001, you've got to remember, it was the back end of .com and it was, anything could happen. And it sounds silly looking back, but we had some crazy ideas and we committed to a year between us to see what could happen. And Ascendex in its current guise came out of the ashes of all those misadventures, really.
Yeah.
SMS is brave, though. It was a technology that people obviously wanted. It was going to be massive. You know, there was a lot more devices being sold. Nokia was making huge, huge amounts of hardware. You could see the platforms.
I think what was brave was offering it to businesses.
Right,
okay. SMS for people and peer-to-peer was fine, that was said, but actually the kind of A2P and actually realising that a company could use it to communicate with people as part of their communication mix, that was the kind of the leap we made. And to be the truth, it took a couple of years for the market to come around to thinking like that. We had a lot of preaching and education to do in order to get people to actually see what the opportunity was.
And I think the step after that as well was having recognised the service was then saying, well, businesses want to pay for things on a monthly or an annual basis. And actually, if you're a startup and you have no cash, actually offering people monthly terms rather than cash up front is quite hard. It's quite scary.
No, I'm sure.
And it's kind of like death of a thousand knives. But that was what no one else was prepared to do. And that's why now, having done that...
We were prepared to drive to Newquay for a £25 a month deal, weren't we?
But they're still with us. So what's
tell
that?
Me that deal. No, we need to hear that deal.
It was
deal.
Just 25. It was a...
It was a part of... I think it's Restormal Borough Council or whatever. Yeah. So what's 25 times 10 times 12 is...
Yeah. But you still did it.
£3,000. Yeah. So it was all right. So as the ROI is great, the cash flow is dreadful.
Yeah. Very good. So, very good recovery. But does that not make a company being that kind of every customer is a customer? You know, like I've noticed that every message counts. Every message matters, right? That I love that tagline because people throw these away very, very easily these days. But like you've just mentioned there, this client, very small client in terms of, you know, the overall picture, but you still took it on board. Is that not part of the fabric of what Ascendex is?
I think it is. It's about, it's the realization we had that actually every message we send could be the most important message that person sends that day.
Right.
And marketing is all about volume and numbers. As long as the numbers work, it's fine. But actually, people are using our service to run their businesses. And so any message could be the most critical message, the most valuable message that they send. And we have to support that. That's how we've built our business on.
Right. So that's why there's never been too great a service. A lot of the people in our market will offer, they call it gold or bronze, whatever they want to call it. But we've always given the same service to our largest clients that we give to the smallest clients.
Yeah. What impresses me about you guys, and I see a lot of people in the tech industry, and I've seen them from the last 5 or 6 years, I haven't seen anybody as mature, if you like, if 10 years is mature as you guys in terms of the way that you're creating it and crafting this SMS model, if you like. So year one, you sort of head along in there, taking anybody's sort of business. Year five, tell me what year five kind of looked like for Ascendex.
Year five was Australia, wasn't it?
Spain had been year four.
Yeah.
Australia was... But having decided that, it was easy to lose money in Spain, let's lose a bit more money in Australia.
I think you went on holiday and said, Australia's nice, let's open an office here.
Yeah, basically. Really? And I met a guy from Vodafone and he seemed all right, so yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand what that landscape looks like. I really don't. I've met a lot of technology companies and I understand that they build something iterating, use the latest hardware and software that there is at the time. How do you keep going? You're at year 10 now. You've got a party at Nottingham Castle. I mean, like, you seem to be really sort of still vibrant to do more. What is there to do more in SMS?
Well, I think it's about, for me, we started off this journey not really knowing what we wanted to do, but we kind of end up discovering we're solving a communication problem for companies. And actually, we haven't finished yet. And now we've been allowed this communication relationship, service relationship with 11,000 customers. We should leverage there's an opportunity for us to help support their communications going forward. And we've got a fantastic team as well, and it would be crazy not to do some great things with that team. Right. We spend a lot of time building that team and building the people up to solve the next generation of problems. And so for me, this is kind of like a new beginning. And you know, the people we've got on board, personnel we've got on board, and the state the company's in now, it's actually right. Well, we've done A to B, now let's do B to C.
How do you source that kind of team? Because it's all very well having two founders that are very passionate about their vision, but how do you instill that into your employees?
It's interesting that what's happened is, as we've kind of reached a tipping point where we're attracting higher and higher quality people, and I think that's what suddenly you reach that point where suddenly people look around and think, actually, I want to work here.
Well, you think IBM had a founder, and now they'll brawl it. So I think the whole notion of startup. We're past the startup. We're not a startup business anymore, and we are a mature business. And so we have the interest from people who are interested in growing that proper business.
Right.
And that's a key thing.
It's a different skill set as well. Yeah. I think that's the point. Now a lot of the day to day running the business is handled by kind of people who are far better at it. Now, from my point of view, far better than me. You know, I'm a creative kind of out there sort stuff out. I'm not a day to day detail person.
Well, you wouldn't be the guys that you are if you didn't employ people that were better than you.
We've how many initiatives have we started? 1,000. We've started initiatives that didn't last the meeting about the initiative. But actually, where we have now
is having the conversation, right?
Yeah, and now we have a team that can actually pick through the bits of those and take the ones that work actually, forward.
We can help support that. And really, we become a kind of guiding, it's about the strategy.
Right.
And actually, okay, this is what we'd like to achieve. How do we achieve it?
Right.
Or what do you think we should be trying to achieve? And it's kind of actually, this is where it gets exciting.
Right.
Because actually, it's not just us, it's kind of everyone else.
Like a bit of a rebirth almost.
Yeah, it is.
SMS has a second coming. And I think, interestingly, we're at a point where we've moved on from this whole sort of technology notion to it's just a business that brings in people who want to build that business and take it forward.
Right.
And that's exciting in its own right. The business, it could be like the mythical man in Hong Kong making paper umbrellas for cocktail glasses. There is a business that will run and run and run.
Right.
And people are excited by that and will take it on. And you know, entrepreneurship in the end is not, it's about making money. It's about taking some resource and making more money out of that. And that's where we are now,
okay.
I think.
So, because I'm a bit of a disruptor, I need to ask these kind of questions at the end here. This is the last question. If you would have done anything with Ascendex in the last 10 years differently from each of you, what would it be?
Adam can go first.
I've drunk more.
I think you can't. I'm a big believer and you make the best decisions at the time. It would be lovely to go back and use everything you've learned to redo it again, but that's kind of impractical.
Sure.
And so actually, I'm not a great looker backer. What I like, I'm a kind of hypothesise, test, move on.
Nice.
That's kind of my approach.
Iterative.
Absolutely.
Iterative.
And I think I wish in many ways I'd had that kind of realisation. It's probably where it'd be. My wish would be I've had that realisation earlier.
Gotcha.
And we could have got the speed up. And now I've got the team, and there's some exciting stuff going on.
Great passion, love it.
And for me, it was just, we've always taken most of the profit and stuck it back into the business. You look back at how much we've achieved, we could have run it even closer to the edge. There was a time we owed 800,000 and we had 2,000 in the bank.
Gotcha.
Okay, that was a bit scary. But there are other times we could have just run even harder than we have done, and perhaps we would have been 5, 10, 25% further along the line.
So if you don't mind me asking, so is it not always about growth? There is always something else in being a startup.
We employ people, and the one thing we always said is, we'll phone up any supplier and tell them we can't pay them, but we'll never tell anybody we can't make payroll.
We've never missed payroll.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you very much for the interview.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you.